Mercan Dede is a musician and DJ from Turkey. His work blurs the lines between old and young, Eastern and Western, electronic and acoustic. A new double CD called Sufi Traveler is Dede's U.S. debut. Our critic Benning Air has a review.
Spicing up electronic, machine-driven grooves with acoustic instruments and traditional melodies is a trend in today's world music. Synthesizers and computers started out as a way composers could escape the bounds of tradition. Nowadays, groups from Afghanistan to West Africa to Brazil and the UK are trying to bridge the gap, reconciling electronica with older forms of music. Most of the time, the result is techno beats with a garnish of harps, flutes, hand drums, or ethnic vocals. Mercan Dede goes deeper, creating moody soundscapes in which indigenous, even classical music, doesn't get cheapened in the mix. Dede's inspiration came one night when he was working as a DJ in a Toronto nightclub. On an impulse, he pulled out his wooden flute, the ney, and played a floating melody over the rowdy club groove he'd set up with his turntables. It was a magic moment, but just the beginning. This CD, Sufi Traveler, represents years of subsequent epiphanies. This U.S. release packages together two different albums, but both incorporate samples and performances from extraordinary instrumentalists and singers. Dede doesn't play Turkish, Indian, or any other classical music himself, but when he draws on those sources, he sets the bar high. Listen to Yurdal Tokan on oud on the song Nar I Yar, Fire of the Lover. Symbolism, often rooted in Sufi Islamic folklore, is everywhere in Mercan Dede's work. An old Turkish riddle asks, what do you buy in the market as one and return home with as hundreds? The answer, the pomegranate, a symbol of fertility, provides a symbolic link joining the pieces on CD 1 of Sufi Traveler. CD 2, actually the earlier work, was originally conceived as a series of letters from a journey. Woven into the music are excerpts of recordings by renowned classical musicians, mostly from Turkey. But for all the high concept, the music often feels like a free-flowing live jam. Sufi Traveler is a rich work, but an elusive one. It has more substance than New Age or ambient trance releases, and far more subtlety than most world music club mixes. Dede's contemplative grooves will likely find an audience in the U.S., but it will have to be one willing to suspend expectations. In his performances, Dede likes to invite a local musician to play with him on stage, and his group often improvises arrangements and even whole pieces in concert. It took that kind of risky, free thinking to create Sufi Traveler, and there's no telling where this journey will lead next.
The music is from Mercan Dede. Our critic is Benning Air, senior editor of Afropop.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.